Street. Paul. The first ever hometown holidays moonlight parade is scheduled for today, Friday, at 6 p.m. The parade will assemble at the vacant lot behind Lions Park, and will make its way down Main Street to a tree lighting event at the landing pad. The parade route is about 1 kilometer long and a prize for the best themed float will be handed out. People love parades, so I am hoping we get good participation both for floats and viewers, says Diane Ellis, executive director with the St. Paul and District Chamber of Commerce. The parade will go ahead, regardless of the weather, she adds. Of course, Santa Claus will be included in the parade and will have a special mode of transportation. The St. Paul Ag Society is offering their expertise and will be helping organize the parade. A tree light up at the landing pad is also scheduled to take place from 7 to 8 p.m. and will once again be done as a drive-through event, with Timbits, hot chocolate, and Santa included in the event. The tree lighting is being organized by the Town of St. Paul and the FCSS Department. Decorating businesses and online auction. The Chamber of Commerce is encouraging local businesses and residents to get in the holiday spirit and take part in other festive activities that are new to the community. This year, the St. Paul and District Chamber of Commerce wants to get shoppers into our businesses, says Ellis. The holiday events are part of the Chamber's Celebrate Hometown Business Shop local program. An online gift auction featuring local products featuring businesses from all over town is live on the Chamber's website. For more information and a list of items in the online auction, visit stpaulchamber.ca in a bid to get everyone into the festive spirit. The Chamber is also hosting a decorating contest and has asked businesses to create a festive and beautiful business district. Categories for the contest include Best Inside Holiday Display, Best Storefront, Outdoor Holiday Display, Best Use of This Year's Theme, Windows into Our Hometown, and People's Choice. Voting for the contest will run until mid-December and voting will take place on the Chamber's Facebook page. We have beautiful entries already and hopefully we'll have more, said Ellis.